Golfofmexico.com. We'll see you out at the Gulf of Mexico.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
Welcome back to the second episode of Stand Up for News. Over here to my left, Scott Patrick, my co-host. And then over here to his left, Michael Jokums. Jokums, tell us what you're here for today.
I'm here to explain to you that this is an audio broadcast and saying things like left and right are meaningless.
ANF, though. Tell us about ANF.
Oh, yeah. Sometime back, a fellow named John Jacobs, who runs a parody news site called Tampa News Force, branched out and decided it was too much work to actually go and make an American News Force, but he already bought the domain name and everything, so he just gave it to me, and now wow. I run a writer's room of some local comics who are trying to get a TV show off the ground.
I love John Jacobs, man.
Yeah, he's a good fella. I think he only gave it to... He said, he's like, hey, I believe in you, but I think it's just that he had this thing he didn't want to deal with, so he gave it to somebody who he didn't care what I did with it.
Probably a beef with Jingleheimer Schmidt.
I can't wait to hear about it, honestly. You got a caller calling in, right?
You're all caught. Yeah. Oh, should I text my good friend and personal role model, John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan, called in earlier. I'm going to see if we can get him back on the air.
Scott, you want to take my mic and start with the stories then while he does that? There you go. Let's talk about the news.
All right. Well, I came with a story. It said, why cats love to sit in boxes, even fake ones, according to science, which I thought bizarre, even fake ones. Like, how are they... But what happened was they were drawing boxes on the floor, and cats found themselves even sitting in the boxes on the floor that were just drawn there. 8 out of 8 cats, which is, you know, I've never been fond of cats. I've been allergic to them. It's a whole thing. But, you know, now we have something in common because we're both drawn to getting deep in some box, you know, even the fake ones.
Where's the stair drummer?
Over here to my right, we got to introduce last week's winner from Russo's Open Mic in Clearwater, Tom Wise. Hey, welcome,
hey, James.
Tom.
Yeah, happy to be here. I'd like this operation.
I got a story I want to tell you about.
Please.
In the news recently, farmers are using drones now to spray pesticides and fertilizer and stuff. They say it helps get the hard-to-reach spots. And they also say it's really useful when it comes to recording that kinky stuff they do with the lambs and the goats. Take her away, Scott. You got another story for us?
Well, I think it's funny that they call a female sheep a ewe. It's almost like, you know, they came up with the name when they were offering it to the other farmers. You know, you, me? I don't know. So Netflix is raising its prices, an estimated $2 per package deal, which is crazy because its terrible inflation is so bad it's actually across the cost of a Netflix and chill. Has me more thinking into YouTube and partnership. You know, I did find out that they have codes now you can type in. You know, 7424, it brings up anime movies. But if you type in 69 for 2, Owen Wilson movies pop up because it's Netflix's way of saying, wow.
Oh, here's a funny thing I learned. It's new in the news. They just found out that Jesus is part Italian. Yeah, they said his real dad was an Italian guy. Did you know that? Yeah, yeah, because he was a godfather. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He made a Joseph an offer he couldn't refuse.
James, you should be medicated.
You get it?
Nice.
Oh, there's more. You come to me on this, the day of my cousin's wedding, and you ask me to turn a water into wine as a favor. That's my Marlon Brando. You've seen the movie, right?
No. Oh, nobody's joking. Even heard of the movie.
You've seen Godfather,
about.
Absolutely. Right there, Tom?
I thought Marlon Brando came back alive.
I knew it was you, Judas. You broke up my heart.
I've got a new story.
Fire away.
Did you see where they replaced a man's heart with a genetically modified pig's heart?
Yes.
Yeah. So the good news is it's working. The bad news is he only came in second at the state fair.
You heard about Google getting in trouble? Yeah, Google got in trouble because Google Maps would keep recommending these hiking trails that are way too advanced. So people were getting injured because they just follow what their phone was telling them to do. And it actually happened to me. I was out camping a couple of weeks ago, and the phone tried to take me along the scenic route to the top of AIDS Mountain.
Huh?
AIDS Mountain. Very dangerous place, old AIDS Mountain. Long way up. A lot of people say they love the way up AIDS Mountain, but at the summit, some of them just throw themselves off the edge. Dirt road to get up AIDS Mountain.
Rocky.
It's a complex geological phenomenon wherein an entire mountain is made up of AIDS.
So scientists capture airborne animal DNA for the first time. That's right. They captured airborne animal DNA. And scientists claim the hardest part was training the animals to pull out. So I got another story here. Goldfish were taught to drive on land for an Israeli animal study. Which is really bizarre that they wouldn't spend the money for that. But I hope that they got those cars at a real good Fisher price.
Yes. Hey, what if Jesus, he didn't sound like Marlon Brando? What if he sounded like a different Italian guy, Scott? Like, what about Mario? You know, he's like, it's-a me, Jesus. He who's without the sin, cast to the first shell. What other story do you have for us, Scott?
All right, well, scientists find the world's deepest dwelling squid on a treasure hunting expedition.
Wow.
They wanted to name her, but she'd already been given the name Ghislaine Maxwell. You know, orange juice's price climb after forecast for the smallest crop since 1945, which is fine by me because I'm much more concerned with my THC intake than my vitamin C. Also, fun fact, vitamin C decreases the THC content in your blood, so if you find yourself eating too many edibles, taking vitamin C will help remedy that.
Right?
All right, that last one is like just useful show. Information.
Yeah.
Did you read that story in the chat?
Wait, are we actually doing the news? I can just read the news. That was useful information.
Joke first. Trans-Siberian Orchestra was recently here in the area in Tampa Bay, and I went and saw them. I was very upset, you know. I don't think one of them was Siberian. I'm pretty sure none of them were trans. Yeah. One time I went and saw Pink Floyd. I was really upset. I wanted my money back then, too. Now, she didn't even show up, you know, and none of the guys in the band were named Floyd. Scott, you got any more news there?
Yeah, actually, Heidi Klum came out, and she said that her legs were insured for $2 million.
Wow.
She stated that one is more expensive than the other, which is fair because I'm sure the same applies to boobs and balls.
Yep, old righty. I got him down for a cool 1.5 mil.
So major U.S. airline CEOs warn that 5G could actually ground some planes and wreak havoc. 5G taking down planes sounds like a real 5G hod.
Hey, you guys remember last summer when, you remember last summer when the government was like, hey, aliens might be a thing? We're not saying they are, we're not saying they're not. You guys want to talk about that? Because I was excited for a little bit there.
I think they are. There are aliens.
No, but you remember when the government was releasing photos of the Navy bombers that were, or not even bombers, they're like test pilots that were seeing something that was. You remember that?
Yeah, the little Tic Tac air, UFO, whatever they call it now. They changed the name, but 2011 FBI released a whole lot of information about that.
Did they? I'm talking about like last, but like 6 months ago, the government was like, hey, whatever you do, don't look up, but you know, stay calm. But they kept on like releasing this footage that would suggest something beyond human engineering was at work out in the Atlantic.
I'm pretty sure there is.
Yeah. You guys have any thoughts?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there is.
I don't know, because
from all the studies I've done.
I don't know if I believe in aliens, because I don't think anyone's ever seen an alien ghost.
Is that agree. I've never seen an alien ghost.
No one's
seen
an alien ghost.
Tom, what do you think about aliens?
I think that the release of the video was very interesting. I mean, they said they saw this and they can't really explain it. And I mean, that only leaves one option. If it's not from us, it's from someone else or somewhere else. So there you go.
Well, the thing that like kind of bothered me is like I'm not going to readily just take the military's word, because it's all footage that was released by the U.S. Navy. Right. And probably was doctored along the way. I'm not an intelligence asset, clearly, but I can't imagine that they would give us all the information they had, or even if it was just like a distraction from I don't know. I kind of thought that this would be more fertile territory for conversation,
because well, you know,
some of these jokes were letting me down.
Five UFOs on three different occasions. One time there was three together.
Yeah.
In the past 25 years.
So you guys are you like you've meditated like you know you've thought about cryptids before, right?
Oh yeah.
Well, let me ask you something. Where are you guys going to come on out to Bigfoot on the River, hosted by Michael Jokums every Tuesday at 8 o'clock?
Yeah, you guys.
Always working a plug in.
Yeah. Yeah. Bigfoot on the River.
I heard
Tampa.
That's a good mic though.
Oh so, yeah. No.
Uh-huh.
No. This is a lot of fun for me, and they keep giving me money to do it. But no. I mean, you should definitely come out. If you're listening to the sound of my voice, come out. But, you know, no.
Well, then Thursday, come out to Russo's also, you guys, 8 o'clock. All you listeners out there, come on down. The pizza's great. Russo's New York Pizzeria. Every Thursday, we have our comedy open mic. Scott, you got any more stories there before I go to sports?
I do, actually. There's a new French law banning unvaccinated people from restaurants and venues. You know, and I don't know much about anti-vaxxers, but I'm pretty sure their kids can't play mono y mono.
You know, the French actually, their rugby federation just voted unanimously to allow transgendered women to play women's rugby. Huh. And they're doing it in the hopes that any person, even just one, will play women's rugby. Do we have a roll on snare sound effect? Give me a buttum.
Big drum roll. Oh,
yeah.
Rim shot.
Yeah. Give me a rim shot.
So
can you set it up so that it's on the space bar and I can just keep hitting it?
So men living alone are at greater risk of inflammation, a study says. But also those men are likely at risk of carpal tunnel and tennis elbow.
I saw that that posted on Facebook. I responded with a meme of Charles Barkley working the shake weight.
Yeah, it was a great response, actually.
Okay, sports. The Bucks won. We're going on to play the Rams, because the Rams won as well. So what do you think? Who's your pick there? You guys all picking the Bucks, I hope, right? Because the GOAT's on there, Tom Brady. Obviously the greatest of all time. Here's a fun fact you probably didn't know about Tom Brady. Did you know he lactates?
I did not know that.
You know what it's called when he lactates, Tom? It's called goat milk.
Oh. Where's that rim shot? Come on. Thank
he
you.
He even makes his own goat cheese. And trust me, it's delicious. Yeah, the Lightning won again as well. They're still in first, tied with the Florida Panthers. And that's all I got for sports. So you got another article there to read?
Yeah, sure. The IRS.
A story for us?
The IRS issues tax documents for side hustle transactions over $600. I mean, that really defeats the point of a side hustle. If they think people will volunteer that, then the IRS, which really just mean, is really stupid.
Don't give him a rim shot. Bobby, don't do it. That didn't deserve it.
Hey, I tried.
Man, I got to fill out one of those 1099s for my show at McDinn's, St. Pete, every Monday at 8 p.m. But I've got to fill out that's what it is, right? The 1099. So, like, right now the government is convinced that I make $600 a month, which is I shouldn't have thrown the actual figure out there, but I don't like it. Comedy is supposed to be kind of a criminal enterprise in that we don't pay taxes. Yeah. Do any of you guys make enough doing this that you have to report your income?
Claim that?
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't claim that, I mean.
Let's see, the $50 I won last week put me at $50 for the year.
Nice.
Well, it's only January. Yeah. I tell you, one thing that I appreciate about Bigfoot on the River every Tuesday at 8 p.m.
Who's going to be at McDenton's? Sorry.
Hang on. I actually have a list.
I heard.
Okay. Oh, wow. Man, I have been productive. I've got so many pages to flip. Okay, January 24th, this Monday, we've got Gordon Dixon, David Wayne, Chris Sanders, and I'm actually going to try out a new fellow on the scene, Rafael Cruz, a very talented young comic.
Oh, yes.
And he's going to be my guest host because he's going to be opening for me in June, actually, at Spitfire Comedy Theater. And then we're going to have Lauren Defoe close. Lauren is probably the most successful comic we've got on the scene right now.
Yeah, Lauren's great.
She was opening for Bob Saget a few months back. She was hit pretty hard by his passing.
Rest in peace, yeah.
Yeah. God, nobody saw that one coming.
Show at Delmar back in the day. She was there.
Yeah, she's great. So if you know any of those names, and there's a good chance that you don't, Lauren Defoe, Gordon Dixon, David Wayne, Chris Sanders, and Rafael Cruz, I only book funny people.
Yeah, Rafael's
come
good.
Out and get to know some really talented
once.
People.
Sanders is awesome. Yeah,
David Wayne is great. I love Davey Wavy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure.
Go out and see those kids.
Yep.
McDenton's is a great place, a hot spot downtown where they have First Fridays, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's right on First, between, Central and First?
Yeah, it's on, I had the address, but it's a nightclub. Downtown St. Pete's a small area. Just drive in a circle and keep, don't slow down or a homeless guy is going to try and tackle you. But just until you see the big Irish pub with the flashing lights, that's McDenton's. Yep.
Okay.
Hey, Tom, you said you were doing McCurdy's, right?
I did McCurdy's. I took a class at McCurdy's a long time ago. And also, I'm also signed up for doing McCurdy's for the
WSOC, right?
World Series of Comedy. This May, I believe.
I think you're right. Yeah, that's where I met you, actually.
Yep.
You were aware of me because a week prior I'd almost gotten shot at a different club. No need to mention the name. That was made very clear to me by the club owner that he did not want me to be shot. On his property.
Nice.
Bad for business.
Yeah, just
evidently.
His property. He didn't care about you being shot.
Yeah, no, that was like his first thing is I don't care
I
but
hope
this is
shot.
Real life and I'm going to lose money. Yeah.
Well you kept on taunting the man who looked like he was capable.
Listen, he was making a lot of noise during my set. No, I was drunk and I was like, I know how I'm going to get a bunch of high fives after this. I'll incite a riot. So don't do that if you're listening and are thinking about doing stand-up. It's bad. It's bad morally, I don't know, because that guy was being mean. But it's definitely bad for business.
You were making fun of his girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. I called her a Miracle Whip brand sex doll.
And if that guy wasn't stopped, he was coming right to the stage.
Nah, he was posturing. This is something that nobody understands.
He shouldn't have been loud.
He looked like a defensive back for the Bucks.
Yeah,
that guy was built.
Okay, so there were four people there,
coming.
And his girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
And he's
Go
just
Bucks.
like he could have gotten on the stage if he wanted to, but he just wanted to yell and be and like yell epithets at me. The funny thing is that he goes out into the parking lot, right?
Yeah. Go on.
Figures out that I was talking about him and his girlfriend, and then he comes back and he's like, "Hey, I can't remember," but it's like, "Hey, you're a F word. How about that? How about that?" And then he goes back outside, and then like 30 seconds later, he's like, "Hang on. I've got something even better." And then he comes back in. He's like, "Hey, suck a yeah." You know, I don't know. Bobby, can we say that? Yeah.
No.
So he says that, and I was like, "Dude, you're." So he calls me a derogatory term for homosexuals. Here's the thing.
I don't recall any of that.
I do. I played the recording, but I was recording the whole thing on my phone, so I listened to it nonstop on the way home. But here's the thing. He was wearing a matching outfit with four other guys.
Yeah.
So I said, if I'm a blank, like, I may be gay, but you're wearing a matching outfit with four other gentlemen. You, sir, are the blank. And now, that might not have been the thing to de-escalate the situation, but I think it was a pretty good observation. It was later pointed out to me that they were almost certainly a gang attack. I don't want to...
Come on now.
I don't want to supply more details.
Yeah, you were playing with fire.
Yeah. I sure am reckless.
We got any more stories before I tell you my last story?
I got a bunch there. Yeah, Atlanta Transit leader CEO Jeffrey Park died at a suicide at the train station.
Oh, no.
Yeah, this guy took his job real serious. He went out there and wrapped his head right around the train.
One time, I told a joke about suicide. And this guy yelled at me. He said, "Go kill yourself." You know? And then, you're supposed to say, "Oh, that's sad, right?"
Oh, that's sad.
No, you haven't heard the joke yet. You want to hear the joke? This is like Inception, a joke within a joke. Most people kill themselves with like a rope or a pills or something.
Sure,
or,
go on.
Or like a gun.
That's how I'm going to do it.
Yeah, but I'm going to be more creative than that. I got a great idea. I'm going to put a YouTube up on there. I'm going to put it on YouTube. It involves a trampoline and a blindfold and a helicopter. And I'm going to jump up and down on the trampoline until it hacks my head off, you know? And then I can tell a funny Sleepy Hollow joke. You've read that before probably, Tom? Yeah, into my body. You want to hear the joke?
Please.
All right, this is where he told me to go kill myself. I said, oh, hey, I never get oral from prostitutes because I'm a headless whoresman.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't know about suicide, but I know exactly what I want to be.
Oh, okay. There's a little bit more.
I can't believe it doesn't peak
there. So this guy tells me to go kill myself. And then Chris the other day said, 2 weeks ago, that guy said he tried to kill himself, but he failed. And so why should I listen to this guy's advice anyway, right?
You can't get to advice.
You can't listen to this guy. He couldn't even whack himself off. Oh, whack. Yeah, that would make sense, right?
Hey, they can't all be winners.
So, any more stories left? I got one more, but I want to tell that first.
Right, well, I don't know about suicide, but I know what I want. So, I got to travel a while back, and I had to get traveler's insurance, which is super cheap. Mm-hmm. It was like $60 for a year. Mm-hmm. And my repatriation fund was $100,000. Now, repatriation is if you die overseas, that's the money that they'll spend to get your body back to America to be buried. And I'm like, I want to use every cent of that $100,000. My plan is to dangle my body out of a helicopter in front of a series of national monuments, and then the guy puppeteering will be like, whoever did the Muppets, I'm going to have his apprentice just to have it, like, I go in front of the Eiffel Tower, and like I'm a puppet. Yeah, that's right. This is on the radio. Why am I doing the physical bit? God, I'm an idiot. Why did you let me do this? James, why do you keep inviting me back? Live.
I love your jokes.
Are we actually? Okay.
Yeah.
Is anybody watching?
Up on top of the TV.
Yeah. How many viewers do we have right now?
Yeah, like two.
Yeah. Hey, both of you. I know one of them's Chris Kuhn because he was John Morgan earlier, and I don't know who the other guy is. But thank you for sticking around. You're a very kind young man, woman, thing, and we definitely appreciate your currency. Come out to McDinton's on Monday at 8 p.m. They pay me most of the money that I get.
Nice. Sure. So I got this last story. North Korea conducted a fourth missile test this month.
Wow.
Yeah, I was surprised to hear that too. But they say that local villagers stood outside in hopes that it might be dropping off some food.
It's got to suck being like second place just in terms of Korea's. I feel the same way about North Dakota.
All right, well, guess what? In the entertainment field of news, number one cable television show, the reality show, is The Curse of Oak Island. Have you guys heard of it? It's about these guys up in Nova Scotia.
Yeah, they're digging for something,
searching
right?
for a buried treasure left right. there by the Knights Templar several, like hundreds of years ago, I guess, uh-huh. several centuries ago. And then I want to make my own reality show kind of like that. It's going to be a little different, though. Basically, there's no buried treasure. You guys are all just trapped in an island with me until you kill yourselves. Yes. We already filmed 3 seasons in one day. It was a bloodbath, you guys. Tom, you got anything you'd like to close with here? We have a few minutes left.
Did you read that article about the villages?
I've heard
retirement home where everybody's having sex with each other?
Yeah, I've heard about
that. Yeah, well, the women would indicate that they're interested in having sex by wearing gold shoes. The men would indicate by not wearing any pants. They don't want to take any chances.
So,
yeah, dating's hard. I met a girl online. She was very smart and funny, and I was really looking forward to our first date. But when I got there, instead of the girl from her profile picture, it was 9 Dominican guys who beat the piss out of me. So, like, which one of them was I talking to this whole time? I'm still down to be friends with that guy.
Yeah.
I actually had a girl tell me on a first date that I should Google myself, and I was like, oh, she knows I'm a comic. I got some pep in my step. Then I Google myself. Turns out there's another Michael Jokums who is best known from the North Carolina Sex Offender Registry. And to be clear, that is a different guy. But now if you Google Michael Jokums, I'm the one who shows up. So excellent. I almost feel like I'm almost doing a bad thing because I'm really helping that other guy out, aren't I?
He's kinda.
Like, he called me up. He was like, "Hey, what can I do to help your career?"
Yeah.
I was finally able to get a job at a middle school. So I'm like, yeah. All right.
Well, I got a few minutes left to plug.
Do we?
Yeah, I got to pay the sponsors that paid us. So come to see me at Leverox. Great seafood. Been around 8 decades, you guys. See me at the bar. I'll take care of you. Get a free comedy show. It's great seafood. Leverox, South Pasadena. And don't forget to come to Russo's Open Mic Thursday, listeners. Check out the funniest comics here. Jokums has been there. This guy just won. Yeah, Jokums, you took second place, and Shane, you couldn't make it, so we had to get you.
Wait, are you talking about last week?
Nah, it's a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
Yeah. Last week you were at McCurdy's, right?
Yeah, How'd that go? Why did you? Oh, it went awesome. Yeah, my buddy Mike Stevens, he got me a spot over at McCurdy's. I got to do 5 minutes in front of Ron Hortman.
They said they'd have me back.
Yeah, Ron's great. I also got to meet Brian Aldridge.
I opened for him once. Not him, but Hortman.
Yeah. So I didn't realize if you're a comedian and you're on the scene, you might be aware of a character named Randy Edelman.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Who just posts insane things on the Facebook group. Turns out that is a character, not a human being, being done by Brian. Are we off the air, Bobby?
No, we got 1 minute.
Oh, okay. We need like a countdown clock or something. I don't know how to close.
Awesome.
Yeah, anyway, I met the guy who's pretending to be Randy Edelman, that guy nobody listened to this knows about.
Wow.
I found out the hard way.
I'm bad at closing. I don't know how to just stop talking. I guess I'll do that. Bye, guys.
All right, well, I did sit there and watch. I thought, because who signed up was Edelman, but Aldridge got on stage. I'm like, what the heck's going on? That's how I found that out. All right, well, thank you, Scott Patrick, my co-host. Thank you, Michael Jokums. Thank you, Tom Wise. Thank you, Bobby.
Thank you.
Thanks, James.
Come to Russo's. You're all my pleasure.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF